Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. On this podcast, we journey together in learning how to feel healthy, look good, and plan lives we actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And today, you guys, I know that it is May, and it is extra crazy, and there's a lot going on, and we're all about to head into summer, where it's also extra crazy. And so I just wanted to do a little episode on things that we can do, strategies that we can use when we are in the middle of a busy season to make it more manageable and less stressful, and just help us to be able to take care of ourselves when there is so much going on. But before we dive into all of that with just little old me, I'm going to be talking to you guys about all of those strategies, but I wanted to tell you that over the course of the summer, we have got lots of fun planning content coming for you. It is going to be a summer to change the game, to help us to all feel more on top of things, to help us to provide for our families, whatever it is that is your pain point and finding the time to do what you need to do, I am here to help you. I am going to be bringing back next month the Live Well Planned group coaching program. I am so excited about this. I did it a couple of summers ago and we had a ton of success. It was so much fun. And so I am going to be bringing that back in the month of June. You can be finding lots more information about that very soon. I'm also going to be coming out with a few smaller planning products, some coaching opportunities if you want one-on-one coaching with me. But something I am really excited about is being able to offer all of these planning resources, all of this coaching and this one-on-one help completely free of charge to all of my new market partners who join my team for Monate. I am so excited about this because for me, it feels like the perfect way to mesh together two things that I am so passionate about: helping women to get their time together, be able to figure out how to juggle all the things that they have going on, but also helping women to provide for their families, because I get the struggle. I know how hard it is, and that's why I'm so excited to have found Monate, to have found these products that I truly and absolutely love, and a company that really does what they say they're going to do and supports you in building a business that can change everything for your family. This can be that summer where you get a hold of your time, you figure out what's going on with your life, and you build a business that can completely change things by the time we get to Christmas. You could afford Christmas presents in a way that isn't stressful this year. You can be doing back to school shopping and not be worrying where all that money is coming from by joining me on my team, allowing me to come alongside you and help you to achieve goals to get your family in a better situation. I believe that we can do it together. I think it's going to be so much fun. And if this is something that is interesting to you and you feel like, yeah, this is the summer that I want to get on top of all of it. I want to own it. I want to be on a team of women who are super passionate about changing their lives. I want to get a hold of my time, know what I'm doing, feel like a boss lady, and really make a difference going forward. Because I'm going to give you a little insight here, you guys. When we keep doing the same thing we've been doing all along, and I speak from personal experience here, when we keep doing that, nothing changes. But when we decide to actually alter our course, make some different choices, and really get involved with things and buckle down, there's no limit to what we can make happen. And I want to partner with you in that. So I would love if you messaged me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. We could talk there. I'm also hosting a Monate opportunity call on Thursday, June 13th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I would love to see you there, answer your questions. But if you want to talk to me before that, we've got some amazing deals where you can get into Monate for just $149. You get to pick the products in your pack, and you get a $100 coupon to spend towards whatever other product you want. That is what is on the table through the end of May, but we've always got new deals and ways that they are helping market partners to start well and get launched and I would love to come alongside you in that and have you on my team. So if you want to get excited about it, you want this to be the summer that changes everything, head over to my Instagram, contact me at Mackenzie Coppa. I will have more information soon about joining that Monate opportunity call in June, but let's get this rolling. Don't wait. It's an amazing opportunity and I would love to get to know you. All right, now let's get started with how to handle things in a busy season. What do we do when there are so many things going on? Our kids have 1,000 different activities happening. Every school is sending home things for a different spirit day and a different project that is due. And we all kind of feel like we are going to pull out all of our hair. It happens every single May. We all know it's coming, but then it always kind of bulldozes us. I don't know. I always think that it's going to be fine and I've taken care of things. And then I end up waking up some days and I'm just like completely an empty box of nothingness. That's what I felt like this week after we got done with my daughter's ballet recital. It was just like, okay, well, I need to sleep for a week. And we can't always do that, obviously, but I do think there are some things that we can do to prepare, to take care of ourselves well, and then also to take a break afterward. And I want to discuss a lot of that today. So some of these are like in no particular order. I think they are just helpful things, but I hope they are strategies that are going to help you in these really busy seasons to feel a little bit less overwhelmed and a little bit more on top of things and able to recover more easily. My first one is something that can be done in advance, but I would say even this weekend, if you're like, okay, I've got another crazy week next week, it doesn't mean that you had to start this way back at the beginning of May. You can say this weekend, I am going to sit down and I am going to pre-think what is happening over the next week or even the next couple of days. By just doing that process of not only looking at the calendar, but almost walking yourself through your days. I a lot of times find myself even doing this in the evening before I go to bed so that I know how to start the next day well. I just need to think through in my head like, okay, I need to wake up by this time tomorrow. And after I wake up, then I'm going to do my workout. And after I do my workout, I'm going to take my shower and get my coffee. And then I'm going to wake up the girls and I'm going to help them get ready. We're going to get breakfast. We're going to get out the door. And then when I get back, my first work task is going to be this. By just giving myself sort of that work through, it allows my brain to, one, be able to shut off at night. I have struggled with insomnia all my life, off and on. I mean, I think it could harken back to when I was an itty bitty baby and I would apparently just tumble myself out of my crib and toddle out in front of my parents and just sit directly in front of the TV as if they weren't there at like 1 year old. I just have always been like, hey, let's party at night. And my brain, even when my body is very tired, sometimes my brain still does that. But one of the things that allows me to actually get the rest that I need and be able to wind down is kind of working through this process, doing that pre-thinking of what needs to happen tomorrow, what needs to happen this week. It helps me to overall decrease my feeling of panic, of anxiety, of stress in general, because I know what's coming. I know what to expect. I know what I need to do next. We've talked about this a lot, how we can get caught up with being so consumed with so many decisions that we end up with decision fatigue because there's just so much to constantly be figuring out. But when I do that figuring out in advance, even if it's only just the night before, it allows my brain to say, okay, we know what we're doing now. We can check out. It's not trying to keep up with that information. It's like when my computer gets hot, which granted is very regularly, but it's like trying to keep all of those motors spinning in the background because I've got 1,000 different tabs open and it's going, well, what is most important here? And what do we need to do? And what is going to make sense to make happen next? And it allows your brain to shut off some of those motors, close down some of those tabs because you've made the decisions already. You don't have to think, well, I got to keep this tab open because tomorrow at 3, I might need the tab. You don't need to do that because you've already made the decision. So I think that is really helpful and important. And it's a really easy thing that we can do to be calming down our brain and helping ourselves to just work better in the midst of everyday life instead of being constantly in that decision-making mode. And speaking of pre-thinking, I know I'm going to say it again. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times, you guys. Decide your meals. Get the meals planned, even if it's nothing in depth. Even if it's, yeah, we are going to go and get takeout this day. That's still a decision that you've now made in advance and you don't have to make in the moment. It releases the guilt of thinking like, oh no, we're going out to eat. I didn't want to be going out to eat. No, release yourself of that burden. You've decided that that is the thing that you're going to do. It's not something that happened because you messed something up. No, this was the decision that you made for your family because it's going to be the thing that makes the most sense or causes the least amount of stress or provides a convenience level that you really need on that particular night. And that is completely okay. Or it can be a meal that you make or a meal that you order in. Maybe you're going to do HelloFresh. But regardless, whatever you choose, I think you should do it in advance. Don't be getting to 4 o'clock in the day and not knowing what you're having for dinner. That is a recipe for stress, especially when there's a lot of events going on in the evenings. I was just having this conversation with my boyfriend last weekend, and he forgot just how packed our week was going to be. That this week we were going to have events happening almost every single night. And so I was sitting there with my plan to eat open because you guys know I love plan to eat. I've been using them for 9 years. I am like a lifelong diehard lover of plan to eat because it's just so simple. I can just drag and drop my meals onto the meal planner. And you know, we've been trying to make sure that we're like being economical because we're feeding so many people and we're accounting for the amount of time that meals are taking. So it's really easy for me to go into plan to eat and see those meals that I have tagged as being the easy ones and the quick ones and things that I can easily do to feed our family of seven and just make it a simple thing. So I was really easily able to pull up all of those meals and figure that out really quickly and start plugging them into our meal planner for this week. And I was coordinating with him and saying, well, what do you want to do on this night? What do you want to do on that night? And he is like not a planner guy. He does not enjoy it. When we are going to plan something together, he's like, okay, let me like work up to this. Let me put on my planning brain. And we have now 10 minutes to get the planning done before my planning brain shuts off. He just only has so much planning that he can do at a time. And as I was being like obsessive over my plan to eat, he was going, why are you so obsessed over this? And I was like, well, it's because we have so many events going on. I need to know right now what is happening each night so I can wrap my brain around it, you know, so I can do that like pre-thinking part that we were just talking about. And I can make sure I have everything on hand so we're not making it any more complicated. If I need to make something earlier in the day, I can do that, or he can help with things, which he totally did this last week and was a complete lifesaver. But once I explained that to him, he was like, oh yeah, okay, all right, let's get on board with the plan to eat. You guys, it's just such a game changer for me. I mean, meal planning in general, but using the plan to eat, and especially like if you have stuff in the freezer, you can have that in your plan to eat queue where it's like, oh yeah, that's in the freezer. I can pull that out and do it. It allows you for so many different ways to use meal planning to benefit you and not be a bigger burden. I love knowing that these are meals that we all know and love. It's all in there. It's such a great platform to be working with to make it really easy. I'm just a huge fan of it. If you guys want to try it out, you can do it for 30 days free. You don't even have to put in a credit card. You can just do it for a month. It's a great time to try it as we're heading into summer and things are kind of crazy right now. Give Plan to Eat a try. It's super simple to get your meals in there. I just usually pull in links from all kinds of different websites on the web. I love using like Half-Baked Harvest and different ones that I love from Instagram. I just throw in the links. It auto-populates into the recipe finder right there on Plan to Eat. It's so simple. So you can try it for a month free, 30 days free, and then you can also get 30% off a yearly subscription. I don't think you can go wrong with it. It is my diehard favorite. Go give it a whirl. You can go to plantoeat.com/livewell to get that deal, that 30 days free and 30% off. I think you're going to love it. So go try it. But yeah, whatever you're going to do to plan your meals, get them planned, figure it out. That is something that's going to save your bacon. Okay, my next strategy for helping us to get through these really busy, crazy seasons is eliminating the unnecessary. This is maybe not the best time to take on a new hobby or decide you're going to beat your reading record or, you know, really doing anything that is not absolutely necessary, don't try to kill yourself right now. Don't try to take on so much more than normal. Just narrow it down to what is needed to get you from day to day. May is crazy enough without complicating it any more than you have to. So, you know, it's maybe not the best time to like add in a bunch of play dates or sleepovers or unnecessary shopping that your kids or your teens suddenly want to go do, or any sort of event that your kid comes to you and is like, can we go do this thing? No, no, no. And if you need a permission slip to be like, somebody told you that you didn't have to do it, just say to your kid, Mackenzie said that I can say no to you, because sometimes we like struggle with that mom guilt. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but we're like, oh, I should probably say yes because I feel bad or whatever. But here I am telling you, you don't have to feel bad. You have to feel sane during the season. And sometimes that's going to mean saying, no, not right now. No, we're going to need to wait a few weeks until things calm down and everybody returns to normal. And then we can think about it. But right now, we are going to stick with the absolutely necessary and nothing more. We don't need to add anything else to our plate than what is required. And even sometimes, like with spirit days, goodness gracious, especially if you have multiple kids at multiple different schools and they all have different spirit days, and you've maybe, you know, worked 80 bazillion hours at a ballet recital, for instance, and then someone, when you get home that night, says, I'm supposed to have fancy day tomorrow at school. Well, you are welcome to say, well, you can wear your ballet costume or you can figure out something yourself, but I will not be participating in that, okay? There's a certain amount of, like, you don't have to do all the things all the time. And I was actually just talking with somebody today, and I do not want to offend any of you moms of only littles, but this is a hardcore truth that I believe down in my bones, because I've been in your shoes. I've been the mom of only littles. And now, as a mom with an 18-year-old, you know, like an adult child, and working in areas like a ballet recital where there's lots of different ages and moms who have experienced lots of different ages, it's a little bit more high stress with the littles. The moms of the littles, they are very involved and wanting to be very much, you know, on top of everything. And I get it. We want to do what's best for our kids, and we want them to have the world, and we want to do all of it. But it's okay to be like, not this one. We can pick and choose. We don't have to have every spirit day done to the utmost perfection, or sometimes at all. It is not going to scar your child for life. They're going to be okay. There's going to be a zillion more spirit days, and it's going to be all right if they don't participate in every single thing that comes down the line. So offer yourself a little bit of grace this May. Don't take on anything extra than what you need to, and be willing to say no to some of the stuff that comes across your plate. You don't have to take on everything that everyone wants you to take on. You can pick and choose. This is your kid. This is your life. You get to do the deciding. And speaking of making decisions, something else that I think you should be deciding about in one of these busy seasons that happen to all of us is how you're going to take care of yourself. What is that going to look like? How are you going to let yourself decompress? How are you going to make sure that you get enough sleep? How is your nutrition going to be? What supplements are you going to take? How are you going to make sure that you are doing okay and you are able to continue moving through a really busy season and not get to the end of it and experience complete and utter burnout? What time do you need to purposefully set aside, like be ruthless about? For me, a lot of nights, it is my bath. I make sure that I take my bath almost every night. I want it to be the majority of the time, because I know I sleep better. I know it allows my brain to calm down. I know it's time that I reserve just for myself so that I can feel like I'm in a better place moving forward. I feel taken care of. I feel like I haven't neglected myself. That's a really important thing to me. And you guys, another thing that I do to make sure that I'm taking care of myself and I'm getting everything that I need to stay well is taking my AG1. I've been talking about it for years now because I'm addicted to it. I love AG1. I feel so different when I am consistently taking my AG1 every day, and it's so simple. When I'm in a busy season like this, it is such an easy thing for me to have in my daily routine because I'm not having to set aside a bunch of time to pop a bunch of pills into a container to make sure that I have everything set up for the week, or having to like set aside all this time to make sure that I'm going to be able to take everything that I need to take. No. With AG1, I just put that scoop in 8 ounces of water, blend it up really quickly with my little hand blender, or shake it up in a water bottle, and then I can down it in less than 60 seconds. And I have all my nutritional bases covered, plus so much more. I think having the adaptogens in there, especially in stressful situations like these where we've got so much going on, those adaptogens are going to do that extra work to help me to manage the stress that my brain and my body are under. Plus, when we're in stressful, busy times like this, our immune systems get really worn on, you know? And when we have that extra support of the vitamin C and the zinc and even the prebiotics and probiotics and all of those things, it just helps me to feel so much better. It helps me to protect myself against these stressors that I'm under and these things that I'm exposed to. And I think it's what helps me to keep going and not hit that burnout at the end of these really busy stretches that we're having. And I also just really appreciate knowing that AG1 is a company and a brand that I can really trust. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I mean, they test for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard is typically only 10. So I know that I'm getting everything that I need. And not only that, but these are the highest level ingredients that they can find on the market. I so appreciate that. And it truly does help me to get through these really crazy times. So if that is something that you think would be really helpful to you too, and you want to replace trying to take a bunch of different multivitamins and supplements and everything too, then you should start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/livewell. That's drinkag1.com/livewell. Check it out. I think it's going to make such a difference for you. It's so easy. You just really can't go wrong. Okay. The next strategy that we are going to talk about is a little bit different. It's a little bit less planning centered, but I think it is possibly the most important thing that you can be doing for yourself and your family and everyone around you in these busy seasons is deciding on your mindset. So you can go into a crazy season, or even if you're in the middle of it right now and you're like, okay, I'm going to start from here, you can decide whether you're going to be a stressed out basket case, or you can decide that you're not going to be frazzled by every little thing that comes up, that you're going to be excited for things that are happening, that you're going to choose to be happy, that you are not going to get overly frustrated with things, and you're going to be in a more like let it roll sort of mentality. And I get that this can be very hard for some of us. I can be that person too. It can definitely also be impacted by where I'm at in my cycle. Can I get an amen? And sometimes there is going to be a lot that comes at you and you just need to like do a little bit of venting. You know, I will talk to my boyfriend or my best friend and be like, or my counselor. She's another great one where I just like spill it all out. This is all the stuff going on. This is like how hard this is. But then once I get it out and I can kind of process it, I can move back into that place of being like, hey, we're good. It's all right. We can just move on and get moving with everything and it's going to be okay. So you get to make that choice. You can either live in that state of being super harried and frustrated and just on fire all the time with all this craziness going on, or you can just kind of do what my dad would always say growing up that would drive me crazy. He would say, relax. And now, granted, he is a 9 on the Enneagram, so that is his natural state of being. And for me, it is very much not. I am a three. I'm a go-getter. I'm going to go do the things and try to make the stuff happen. And I can be a little high-strung. But I still can make the choice whether to let things bother me or not let them bother me, whether to go with the flow a little bit more, whether to find those things that I'm thankful for and excited about and that I want to enjoy. I can make that choice. And sometimes it's a choice that you have to make over and over and over again, okay? It's not like a one time we're good. This could be a minute to minute decision to help you to get through from one moment to the next. I also think there's some strategies that can help you with maintaining this or renewing this sort of mindset shift throughout all of this busy season. Sometimes it is just looking at what you can be grateful for. I know we hear that thrown around a lot, but it can make a really big difference to shifting your perspective and being happy. I mean, sometimes it can kind of feel like, no, I don't want to think about what I'm grateful for because this is really hard or frustrating. But if you can just like get rid of feeling like somebody else is putting it on you and making that decision for yourself, that you want to look around and say, no, I'm grateful for this thing and this thing and this thing. And those are good things that I can cling to and be happy about. That can be a really good and positive step moving forward. You can also try to think about what you can currently control, because there are so many things that are oftentimes outside of our control in these sorts of situations where we have a lot being put on us from outside parties. Things are dictated by the schools and the events and all of that kind of thing. But you can look at what you can control, and that can help you to regain a sense of being a little bit less frazzled and being a little bit more stable with what's going on. And in addition to that, sometimes it is looking at what you can do right now. Because sometimes when it's right before bed and you're feeling all frazzled and there are so many things weighing on you, you really can't do anything in that actual moment. And if you can release yourself from feeling the pressure of all those things in that moment, because right then there really isn't anything you can do, or maybe there is some small thing that you can do in whatever moment it is. Maybe you're halfway through the day, you're feeling stressed out, you're feeling so much is put on you. Well, what can you do in that actual moment that is going to make a real difference toward whatever the issue is, toward the overwhelm, toward the busyness? What can you do right then? Because sometimes I do that when I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so much work to do and the kids need me with things, but I am feeling pulled in 1,000 different directions. Like, how do I get on top of things? And sometimes it's like, well, the next right thing that I can do, if we can give some credit to Emily P. Freeman, is to just say, well, the biggest thing that I can do that's going to make a difference right now is do this load of dishes. You know, maybe that's going to be the thing, but you have to take control of something and move forward in action instead of just spinning your wheels and getting more frustrated. So hopefully those are a few little tips that can help you with trying to maintain that positive mindset that you want to, and not in like a toxic positivity way. Nobody needs that. That can be frustrating. And like I said, a good vent or a good rant every now and then can be just the release valve that you need to get back on track and keep going and feel good about what's happening moving forward, because it is a lot when you are in those very busy seasons. And to have that validated by another person to say, yeah, holy cow, this is a lot going on. Sometimes that's all we need to hear to be able to be like, okay, I'm not a crazy person. This is a lot. This is a lot for me to be taking on and trying to do, and a lot of people to manage, and a lot of people who have expectations of me. And you see that, and that matters. And okay, somebody sees it, now I can keep going forward. So sometimes you just need like that other person to validate that, so that you can know, like, it's not just in your head. This is real. This is hard, but you can keep going. But before we keep going with this episode and get to like my final thing that might be helpful for you going through a busy season, I want to take a quick minute to hear from one of our sponsors, and that is Babbel. You guys, we are about to get over this really busy season. We're about to go into summer where a lot of us have a little bit more wiggle room with our schedule and our time. And what better time to be taking on learning something new, especially a new language? A lot of us have learning a language on our bucket list. And what if this summer you just got a little bit better every single day? And when you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. If Babbel can help you start learning a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do over the course of the entire summer or before the end of the year. You could really make a lot of progress in learning a brand new language. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Personally, there have been a lot of talks in my household lately about what we want to do when the kids are out of the house, when everybody's graduated. And while we still have a lot of time left, it does start to feel closer as you have an 18-year-old who just has one more year of high school left. So Nick and I have been talking a lot about what we want to do and where we want to go and what languages would probably be helpful for us to know. And for me, topping that list for a really long time has been learning to speak French. It's something that I have tried to dabble in without much success, but everything is changing now that I have Babbel. And I will say that Babbel's convenient courses have really been so helpful for me to be able to just work it into real everyday life. When I'm busy and things are going on, it's just like this fun little 10 minutes that I can set aside for myself, feel like I'm doing something and learning something for my own well-being and my furthering of my development. And I feel like I am getting those skills to be able to order food or ask for directions or speak to merchants. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. And here's a special limited-time deal for my listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/livewell. Get 55% off at babbel.com/livewell, spelled babbel.com/livewell, to start bettering yourself and learning a new language this summer. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay, my final thing that I want to talk about that I think is really helpful during these busy seasons, I probably could have done an entire podcast on just this one thing, but it is riding the ship. Sometimes there's so much busyness, there's so much overwhelm that what you really need to do is hit the pause button. And I know this can feel counterintuitive. It can feel like, I can't afford to hit the pause button. There's too many things and too much going on. But I would say, especially like after an event, for instance, we had my daughter's dance recital this past Monday. I thought Tuesday was going to be the day for me to like get back to work full swing and it was all going to be glorious and good and I was going to get so much done. But it turns out I was completely an empty shell on Tuesday, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. So what did I do? Well, I kept thinking of, okay, how can I right the ship? How can I just make sure that we're back on course, that I'm taking care of myself and I'm taking care of just like the bare bones logistics around our house so that everything else can function better and I can be more productive moving forward when I am not having to think about the fact that the laundry isn't done and all of the recital stuff has just been like strewn around our house and all of that kind of thing. So I did hit the pause button on all the other things that I wanted and felt like I needed to accomplish. And I focused on just one thing at a time to get the dishes done, to put away the recital stuff, to get the laundry put out and reorganized and, you know, get everything to everybody's rooms as it needs to be, you know, all that kind of stuff. I just did all those basics that needed to happen while also making sure that I was feeding myself well, that I was getting the rest that I needed, that I was taking care of me so that I wasn't so depleted, that I had some boundaries about what else I was going to take on that day or who I was going to help. And I just let my energy levels build back up to what they needed to be because I started out that day feeling so depleted. And if we walk into the next thing trying to push through when we really don't have anything left, usually we're more counterproductive than anything. If we just allow ourselves that grace and that time to be able to do the things that we need to do, to be able to catch our breath and get the ship righted where all the basics are taken care of and they're not weighing on our brain, we will be 10 times more productive with everything else that we need to do moving forward, even if it's a day later. So sometimes you just have to pause. Sometimes you just have to focus on those bare minimums, the things that just make life run better, so that you can then get back to being the bad A boss mama that you know you are and you're capable of being, but maybe it just wasn't right in that moment. Maybe you really needed a little bit of rest, a little bit of recovery and righting of the ship so then you can move forward. I know that it always makes a huge difference for me when I do that, especially when I can clear a space, clear an area, just putting away all the costumes that we didn't need anymore and all the hair stuff from the recital that had just been like all over the counter and the mail that had gotten brought in and just dropped because we didn't have time to deal with it and like all the dishes that had piled up, all of that stuff, making that go away, quieting all of that made me feel like, oh, okay, I can catch my breath now and now we can move forward. So I know it feels like you're not being productive, but you really are giving yourself the biggest advantage to future productivity if you just pause and deal with all of those little minutiae things that can pile up and feel really oppressive. All right, ladies, that is what I have for you today. I hope you found it helpful. I hope that these are some strategies that you can use in the midst of all this May craziness. And then maybe we can get to summer and have a little bit more fun and take back on some of those things that we put off throughout May because it just was not reasonable to take any of them on during all of the craziness. Okay, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. If you like the content that is here on the podcast, then I am going to tell you, you would also probably love what's over on my YouTube channel. You can find it at youtube.com/MackenzieKappa. You could also come and find us in Patreon, where I do 3 lives a week. It's generally Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I get to talk with all of you ladies. We talk about planning. We talk about fashion. We talk about all kinds of things. And I love being able to get to know all of the ladies in there, have so much fun. It's a really good time. You can get in there for just $5 a month. That's like nothing. That's less than a cup of coffee these days, and have a really good time and have camaraderie and learn lots of new and fun things and have good reminders for how to be staying on top of your life and being together with everything that you need to do, plus having a lot of grace for yourself. All right, so you can find me over there on Patreon by going to patreon.com/livewelltogether. We would love to have you. All right, that's it for this week. You can find the show notes at mackenziekappa.com/podcast as always, or swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on. And until 2 weeks from now, which is when we will be back with our next episode, go be bold and gracious.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.